Our recording software didn't work properly for the first 20 minutes or so of Insight, so we missed some of the details, but we reviewed most of the important information in the second half of the show. We now join Insight talking with Jane Weitzel and Carol Judy about the upcoming cruise in.
Kind of thing. So there's something to look at. And like you said, Neil, you'll see somebody up here you know and you'll get to visit.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's what it's all about. Something for community to do. That's what we've been trying to do for 30 years now.
And I'm going to guess there's a whole bunch of somebodies you'll see that, that you at least know who they are or haven't seen for a while and they're, you know, an old friend or something right. like that, or somebody that's just a slight acquaintance, or you might be looking at the same car they are and strike up a conversation and make a new friend.
There's
always a lot of things going on,
and we will have music going on the street, and we are very grateful to the town for getting the new speaker system in town that we will get to use for the first time, because people down by Top Ranch couldn't hear anything that was being said at the cruise in this spring, and we promised them we'd have a system, and we were hoping, and we do have a system, so I'm looking forward to getting to use it and seeing that voices carry all the way up and down the street with the new system. So thank you, Fort Recovery Village, for that.
Yep, and that's all set. And my understanding is there's a place where you can hook in there at Krenning Park where
John's in charge of that.
Doing that.
He hooks it up, sets it up, and hands me the mic.
That's the way it should be. He can do that part, and you do the talking.
That's right.
That works out really well. So what are... again, this is coming a week from Saturday, the 11th, not the 13th, as my promo says. So it's the 11th, from 4 to 8. And so you guys have both been involved in, sometimes heavily involved and sometimes side involved in restoring, fixing up, cleaning up vehicles. There's a lot of work in that, isn't there?
There is.
I mean, gigantic amount of work for stuff that most people don't even see or wouldn't notice unless you're looking for it.
Right.
What's some of those kind of little things or some stories about things that you know, you chased a piece around for 3 years and finally got it, and you know, it's something somewhere that's needed, but nobody ever sees it.
Barney is that problem child right now. Barney has had a part that is hidden down underneath three or four other things that would have to be removed to get to it to replace to make him run better when it gets hot. We've had issues. I've gone ahead and taken it to shows. We've had some issues. We've had to stop and let it cool down a little bit and then start up and go again. So we've limped home from two or three different car shows over the last couple of years. And every guy has an idea of an easy fix.
Yeah.
We tried all those easy fixes, and it still happened. So it's down to the one part that's hiding down there, and now they're debating, are we going to change that, or are we just going to change the whole engine? So there's still discussion going on as to exactly how Barney is going to get fixed so that I can drive him down the road without him stalling out.
Yeah.
Luckily, he has not caused any accidents. It's not been a problem. I had to get pushed out of one intersection one day. Thank you to all the other car guys. But, you know, that's another. We are such a community of people.
Yes.
That anytime we go anywhere, the first time I took Barney to Louisville to the Street Rod Nationals, which is the big car show that we go to every year, the entire family goes, and that's 20 to 30 cars of us sitting there together at the car show.
Yeah.
My hood latch unlatched one latch. It just popped up as I'm going down the interstate, getting close to Louisville. And I'm thinking, if I have a semi come by here and rattle that, I don't want to lose that hood or block my vision with the hood flying up.
Yep.
So I got off at the next exchange just to pop the hood and slam it back down. I had six cars get off the road behind me. Carol's off the road. Make sure she's okay, you know. All I have to do is open the hood and close it. I'm good.
Yep.
But, it's that.
But they're not going to leave you there just in case.
Absolutely, and I appreciated every one of them for following me off the road. So, you know, it's family and it's community, and anybody that has a problem, everybody's willing to help, and that's the great thing
about it. Because everybody is susceptible to that?
It's been one or the other of everybody every time. Now, this last car show that I went to, we had, I think, two teeny tiny little minor problems among all the cars, and that was it. So that was a really great show.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't have Barney with me that time. Barney had to stay home. So I didn't have any problems.
Well, that's good. So, Jane, do you have any war stories?
Oh,
for not necessarily going to shows, but trying to find stuff that you and Laverne needed to fix something up or help somebody find.
Oh, he always has some place to find things he needs.
That's good.
There's a lot of people that he can contact that they find things, or now, people contact him for something.
Yeah. Now, when they're contacting him, is it mostly for interior type stuff or also with motors and anything else?
Well, just parts or motors, but sometimes interior stuff. So,
well, when you've had to do stuff for a few decades, you learn where things are in a good place. You know, this particular person has maybe some Chevy parts, or this one has some Corvette parts, or this one has whatever, and you can kind of keep track of that in your head because you know you're going to need it somewhere. And let's take a little break. We're running a little behind on the break, but that's okay. We'll take a little break and we'll come back and talk about some more stuff back in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Klingshern & Sons Trucking in Burkittsville. For over 50 years, Klingshern & Sons Trucking has been providing a safe workplace for their employees and maintains integrity, fairness, and honesty with their customers and business partners. With their dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers, they provide local and long-haul transportation with on-time delivery. Learn more online about Klingshern & Sons and their employment opportunities at klingshernandsons.com. Their phone number is 937-338-5000.
We thank Klingshern & Sons Trucking for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Hey. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
The Fort Recovery Merchants and the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club are having their fall cruise in on Saturday afternoon, October 13th, on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 4 to 8 p.m., rain or shine. Oldies will be playing all day. There will be a 50-50 drawing and, of course, some of the coolest cars around from all eras. Make plans now to head up to the Brick Street and check out the awesome cars that will be there. Fall cruise in Saturday, October 13th from 4 to 8 p.m. It's always a great time and you don't want to miss it.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with the folks from the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club and talking about the Fort Recovery Merchants cruise in coming up on October 11th, not the 13th, like the promo just said. I got that wrong, and I'm not sure how I did that. Probably looked at the calendar for September instead of October. So anyway, it is coming up a week from Saturday. And so we were just talking off the air, and I already forgot what you said. But so how many years have you been doing the cruise-in and or car show from when we started?
The first car show was in 1985, And we did that for
10 years.
10 years. And after that, we started doing cruise-ins.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that, do I remember right that that was in with the Jubilee something?
Yes.
Like at the softball diamond,
yes.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was thinking that, but I wasn't real sure. So, and that would be, you know, nice, that, and it's nice down there and all that, but if there's any rain, that can be bad. Being on the street, even if the weather's bad, at least you're on the street and not stuck in the mud somewhere.
Yeah, so the guys were getting tired of the car shows by year 8 or 9, but they decided they wanted to do 10 just for a nice round number. So they did the 10th one, 10th annual, and then we went to cruise-ins after that.
And were all the car shows part of the Jubilee, or were they different for a while?
As far as I can remember, they were all part of the Jubilee.
Okay. Now then, the cruise-ins, was that when you started doing 2 a year, or was that still part of the Jubilee even for a year or two?
No,
you remember?
We moved it to different dates because there was a car show we wanted to go to during the Jubilee.
Yeah.
So we moved it till May and then October, mm-hmm. trying to find weekends where mm-hmm. other local car shows weren't going on.
Yeah, and so you guys have probably one of the very first and one of the very last.
Right.
So there. So a lot of times I've noticed in that first one, sometimes people have been working all winter trying to get their car ready, and it's not quite ready, but there's a car show and they're going to bring it.
Right.
And so there's some that are not quite to the point of where they want them, but they're happy to show them off and know that they can be sitting there, and somebody might walk by and say, "See, you're missing something or other. I think I have one of those."
Right.
And so people, that kind of thing.
The networking is tremendous.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
And people, especially if it's a similar thing to what they have and they know where stuff is, they're happy to help you out.
Exactly.
I mean, especially since it's not a competition, but even if it's a competition, they're going to help each other out.
Yeah, the whole car show world is a great big family.
And
we may have different ideas, you know. For instance, Steve Stone, he loves his perfection and putting them in the trailer and taking them to shows, and he does very well with them, but he's still part of the family, even though most of us like to drive our cars.
Yep.
It's a different philosophy. It's just what you want. It makes us all unique and different, but we're still family, and that's the good thing.
That's the most important thing.
Back to the cruise-ins, picking 2 of them. The other, we do, in May, we do a Friday night,
mm-hmm.
and then in the fall, we do a Saturday, so that people that work second shift and can't come on Fridays can come on Saturdays. Plus, that we don't want to interfere with Friday night football around here, because we all know that's a big thing in the entire county.
Yes, it is.
So that's the reason why we have different days. We don't do both Saturdays. We do one Friday, one Saturday, so gives everybody a chance to hopefully hit at least one of them.
Yep. And those are, and it's, if you haven't been up here for those, it is just really awesome. There's some cars you're going to go, wow. You're just going to go, how in the world did they do that? Or there might be one that's really strange looking, like a 1950s something Studebaker, and you can't figure out which end's the front end, which end's the back end. Why'd they ever make a car like that? Or a Gremlin or something like that. Or why would they ever make a car like that? And they actually sold them. And then you'll see these beautiful cars that are just, just incredibly nice. Some of them are stock, some of them have been modified greatly, and I know Dean Zeringer has one that sits about an inch off the ground. Not sure how he gets it home.
Well,
he's got two blocks.
He's got it on an air ride system, and when he goes to drive it, fills up the bags and raises the car that it goes.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
they can clear the railroad tracks.
Well, or at least get into his driveway.
Yeah, right. But when you get it parked, then you let the air out and let it go down to the ground.
Yep, see, I'm too stupid to know that. that it's sitting there and doesn't look like it has any tires.
That's right. Those are called lowriders.
Yep. And believe it or not, it's always clean.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's Dean Zeringer.
You know Dean Zeringer, yes.
And he's Ron Zeringer's son.
Yep.
So the actual car club, how long has that been around? How many people are in it? Is there an official group, or is it kind of anybody that comes and goes, or how is that? Well,
the members kind of come and go, but right now we think we have like 22 registered. That's individuals and families. You know, that's counting the families as one. And each year is a little different. Sometimes we have some people come and join for a while and then stop, but a lot of people come up and help for the cruising that aren't even club members. It's just people that we know, and they help out. So, and the club usually donates money each year to local organizations. This year we've donated $3,000 to local organizations.
So. Now, does that also include the senior scholarships?
No, that's extra even.
Oh, yeah, so you do scholarships and still 3,000 more besides.
At least this year. We had a good year last year, so we had extra money. So
that's good. So but as far as the senior scholarships, do you always give one? Do you sometimes give none, and other years give two or three, or how does that?
Sometimes we give two or three, and sometimes we give none, because kids just won't take the time to fill out an application, and it's free money.
Free money. For
free
somebody
money.
That needs it, and all you have to do is write some nice stuff.
Yep. You got to be going in the automotive field, and anybody's welcome to sign up for it. So.
Yeah, and, you know, automotive field probably would include, even if you're planning to work at K&L or Hull Brothers, that's all motor things, and, you know, that I haven't had anybody bring tractors up for a while. I think I did see one years ago, but, technically, Milton Bergman has something that's called a tractor with a, that was that 1930s or something that people used to drive as a car, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just real interesting stuff. And Milton has some neat stuff. There's just, and you never know what he's going to bring. Sometimes nothing. Sometimes they bring one of his 442s, and he's got some older, I think, motorcycles. He's got, the 1910, maybe, Oldsmobile.
It's pretty old, yeah.
I don't remember exactly what it is, but you never know what he's going to have up here, and they're all really nice, and he's done a really good, thorough job of finding parts and making them either original or souped up a little bit how he likes them. But he's always been that guy that's been an Oldsmobile guy and a Minneapolis Moline guy. So he likes his yellows. So let's take a break. We'll just come back and maybe wrap up some stuff about the car show. And Carol just came from the Opera House meeting, I believe, and maybe she can fill us in a little bit on what we can know about what's going on down on the corner. And it's coming along, and things are going well. And then we'll do that, and then we'll take another break and go talk to Rocker with what do you have for us tonight, Rocker?
We've got a top 10 list.
Top 10 list. Top 10 coolest cars ever in Fort Recovery?
Sadly, no.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I guess we'll find out in a little bit. We'll be back with the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club talking about the cruise-in coming up on October 11th, a week from Saturday. Back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at WayneIGA.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Fort Recovery Girl Scouts will be hosting a spaghetti dinner on Sunday, October 5th from noon to 2. It will be drive-through carryout only, and the dinners can be picked up at the American Legion. The dinners include spaghetti and meat sauce, salad, a breadstick, and dessert. And the tickets are just $10 each and can be purchased from any Fort Recovery Girl Scout or Scout leader, and they'll also be sold at several of the home football games in September. Get with one of our local Girl Scouts now and get your tickets for their spaghetti dinner, served on Sunday, October 5th from noon to 2 at the Legion. Drive-through only. All proceeds will go to the Fort Recovery Girl Scouts.
Welcome back to Insight. And we're talking with the folks from the cruise in, I'll call it, instead of going through the... So far, I've gotten it right every time I've said it, but I'm not going to take the chance this time. the local car club. And so let's go back over everything on the car club, the date, the who can bring things up, and, you know, whatever else you want to talk about there.
It is... Saturday night, October 11th, from 4 to 8. When you bring your car in, you will be asked for a $10 registration fee. And that goes to some of those donations that we have made in the past and we will continue to make. Find a place to park. Bring your registration card up to the library where the gals are that do the registering, and they'll have you sign in, name and car number and a signature, so that we, that's a signature of liability also, I believe. And we can double check when you win an award whether you've won or not and that you're actually here. And come have a good time. And merchants, come up and vote for the car that you want to get your award.
Yes.
We do a 50-50 drawing also, Jane just reminded me.
Oh, yeah.
So yep. There is an opportunity for a 50-50. We draw that usually just before we give out the awards.
Somewhere 8:30-ish.
Yeah.
Something like that,
well,
8, 8:30.
It's 4 to 8 is the cruise.
Oh, 4 to 8, yeah, I was thinking 9.
7:30-ish.
Because the other one goes 5 to 9 on the spring.
It's Friday night. We start it later after the banks close. So it's 6 to 9. And this one is 4 to 8.
Yep. So somewhere 7:30
we'll be doing the awards.
Yep. And there'll be at least a food truck or two.
Right.
Probably Boy Scouts with their popcorn.
I would imagine.
Yep. I'll be surprised if they don't do that.
We have 37 awards we'll be giving out this year. We have 37 merchants participating. Food trucks, the IGA often has some food out on their sidewalk. They do some barbecuing and grilling and things. Mm-hmm. So there'll be possibly be sandwiches there at the IGA. Brick Street is always open. Polanco will be open. Tin Cupboard stays open.
Yep.
So there's plenty of places to get food on the street.
Plenty of places to get really good food.
Yes. Yes,
that's one thing.
We do have good food.
And from time to time, somebody will from out of town will say, "Where's a good place to eat in this town?" And I'll tell them, "Find something that's open, and you'll get good food."
Mm-hmm.
If they're open, it's good food. If it's not good food, they ain't open anymore.
Right.
And then sometimes they just retire, like Pete did at the at the restaurant down here that he owned after that.
Yeah.
That and he just retired. So, they had great food. And had,
yeah,
that place was
Northern.
Packed. They were all packed. Don't be in a rush when you're going to go right, get some food because they're going to be busy.
Yeah, and Brick Street does a car show night menu. They limit their menu and have plenty of what they have on
yes.
their limited menu, and that seems to work out well for them. So they'll
yeah.
have placemats on the tables for your menu. You walk in, you get your menu right on your table, and you can order from that, and they do a good job taking care of everybody.
Yep.
And Polanco's, of course, is our new restaurant, and they know that the cruise in's coming, and they say they're going to be ready for it. And Joanne down at the Tin Cupboard, she always has her ice cream and desserts and things, so, and great sandwiches and soups, so there's
and the wraps
food.
Are really good, and
yes.
and you can't find something bad to eat in this town.
That's right.
And
that's
oh, right. and the museum is going to be open from...
Museum will be open for 2 hours,
yep.
And that's free admission because we do a donation to the museum to cover that cost,
mm-hmm.
so... They're not losing anything by being open. We
yep.
we give them a donation, and they
yep.
are open for us, for our people to enjoy the museum.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's something important to our town, and you guys are helping them out. So
we hope.
Besides all these donations, you're bringing them
hopefully
probably 1,000 people or more to...
That have not that many go back there and
correct.
See it, but there are always some that say, oh, yeah, that's cool. So they will, you know, walk back through the
yeah.
Krenning Park. And
I know you announce it from time to time, and if they say, well, I don't have time tonight, but, you know, they'll talk to somebody that was there, and they'll think, yep, we have to come back and
mm-hmm.
and visit. So
right.
Anything else we want to throw in there? Yeah, so if you
come and see us and walk through and
yeah.
see who's here.
If you're bringing a vehicle, come up to one of the intersections. There's club members there that'll point you in a general direction, and as she said, find your spot and bring your registration back up, and then somebody can give you an award.
That's right.
So
it'll be a good time.
Yep. So that is a week from Saturday, October 11th, from 4 to 8.
Correct.
Yep. So up on the, technically they say the Brick Street, but it's twice that much, maybe a little bit more than that.
It goes beyond the Brick Street, yes.
Yeah, definitely more than that.
When we have good weather.
Yes. Yeah. So, and we will. It'll be just about perfect this
yeah,
time.
But we will have guys at every corner, guys or girls
yep.
at every corner, directing traffic and helping. And there are also people on the street that will help you get backed into your parking place so
yep.
that you don't hit the curb or hit a trash can or something like
yeah.
that. They'll help you get parked.
Or one of the trees that they planted again.
Yeah, some of the older cars don't have real great rear view mirrors, and it's a little hard
yeah.
to see where you're going. A lot of
yep.
them don't have the nice cameras that the new vehicles have.
No.
So.
yeah,
we have guys that will help with that.
Yep. Yep. So if you have a vehicle, bring it up. We want to look at it. Somebody will probably give you a plaque.
And if you don't have a special vehicle, come anyway and see who else does.
Yeah, because there are some, I just love it. There's so many neat vehicles. And it's, if you're interested in talking with the people, virtually every one of them will be happy to talk with you
mm-hmm.
about their vehicles. Anything else we missed?
You might have trouble getting away from them once you start talking.
Yeah, yes, that's true. So anything else with that we missed?
I think we're good.
Okay, so let's talk real quick about maybe what's going on with the Opera House, since you just came from one of the meetings,
yeah.
Carol.
Yeah, we had a mid-month meeting because there's so much going on right now. You know, we've been at this project for about 5 years now. We lived through COVID with it. And things went slow, and we were beginning to wonder if we were ever going to get anything done. And now they are putting in some new windows in the front. You've probably noticed the walls are getting done. We have painted the business offices. The bottom floor is two businesses, and the south side, closest to the traffic light and right across the street from Polanco's, is going to be a gallery with history and items that are important to Fort Recovery from the era of the Opera House. We have the museum behind us that tells all about the Indians and the Indian Wars, mm-hmm. and all of that stuff, and the 17 and early 1800s. Mm-hmm. So in the gallery, we're moving up to the late 1800s, early 1900s, yeah. when the Opera House was mm-hmm. in process. It was yeah. built
in that walk-by museum in Krenning Park has just a variety of things, and that gets changed from time to time right now.
Right.
I haven't gone through for a week or so, but it was it dealt with the various wars and uniforms and that right. type of thing.
Right.
And the next time you go by, it could be completely different
right.
things.
Well,
so there's a lot of things there. But so there's a lot of things they can do, and you have things that
yes.
can that are going to be specific.
Our gallery is going to focus on the Opera House, of course,
mm-hmm.
and the Morvillius family, the early Jubilees and the balloon ascensions and the important things that people remember from the Jubilees.
Mm-hmm.
People of impact, people that have had an impact on Fort Recovery for a lot of different reasons. And our problem with that department is narrowing it down because there are so
yes.
many interesting people that have had impact in so many different ways. But so anyway, that's going to be kind of a history thing. And you'll have to walk through that to get to the annex to go upstairs to the actual Opera House itself.
Yep.
So we're going to have a kind of a captive audience whenever there's anything going on at the Opera House. The north side of the building mm-hmm. has been walled off into three different business offices for people that just need an office to do their business. And those will be for rent to help us pay the electric bill, the heat bill, and keep the business running
now,
down the road.
Do you have those lined up, or if somebody has something in mind, are those available, or would they be available, or do we know?
As far as I know, one has been pretty much spoken for,
uh-huh.
and I believe the other two are up for grabs. So if you're looking for office space in downtown Fort Recovery, talk to Jill Kalp, who is the president of our group, and she can tell you more about that.
Yeah, and
Jill Kalp Andrews, excuse me.
Yeah,
sorry, Jill.
Yeah.
She's been married a while.
Yeah, but so if I don't know how you can find a better, if you want an office,
yeah.
how do you find something better than the coolest building
it's gonna be
in
perfect.
Town?
It's going to be perfect, yes. And then the very front part of that space is going to be a general meeting room. So if you're the Fort Recovery Industries or Cooper Farms or Kalp Pharmacy or any business that needs to have an off-premises meeting, there will be a meeting space there that will be available for you to use.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be having our meetings in there, and it's going to be cool because the flax or the scenery that were up on the stage in the actual Opera House that are the original flats from 1883 to 1884, built by a company in Chicago, they were all still up there. And we are probably one or two places in the entire world that a trusted historian knows about still having a complete set of these flats.
Yeah, because
so
most places
amazing.
Got, what is there, like maybe 20 of them or something? There's
35, I believe, is the number.
So most places that had an Opera House got a few of them, like maybe a dozen.
And they're long gone. They're not
yeah.
even available anymore.
Yeah.
Now, some of ours are tattered and torn, but we have
yep.
picked out some of the best, and a couple of those flats will be wall decorations in that meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have a couple of them also over in the gallery space also. So that's coming along. We've got our drywall is in and plaster done on the south wall in that building. Flooring is our next project.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the walls painted. Most of the walls are painted now. The stair, then when you go back into the annex building, which it was built on,
mm-hmm.
That's where the elevator is.
That's the one that was just built on.
Yes,
yes.
It was just built
mm-hmm.
on. They will not permit the elevator until we get the flooring in up to the elevator so that they can level the elevator so that it's a smooth surface, so no risk of trips and falls.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting for the flooring to come in for the annex area, and that will get slapped down as soon as we get it so that we can get that elevator open. We've been
yep.
waiting for years. We finally got
yep.
the elevator, and now we can't use it. So,
yet.
You know, yeah, we got to jump through the hoops, so we're jumping through the hoops.
Yes.
So
yep.
then there is also a new staircase instead of 26 steps straight up, 17 feet total. There is three different landings, and you wind around, and it doesn't look so intimidating. The steps are easy to take. There will be beautiful wrought iron railings on those as soon as they get code approved and then powder coated and put back up. So that's moving along. We have a beautiful chandelier hanging in there, and a couple more of those scenery flats will be in the stairway. But then we get up to the Opera House itself, and we are restoring all the murals, and a lot of that work has been done. There's more to do. And we are getting our new wood floor put in this week. They've been working 2 days now, and they've done an amazing amount, and it is going to look absolutely beautiful. So there are a lot of things going on right now. Yep. Heating and air conditioning, little finish-up things, grills yep. put in. Bathrooms, the dividers in the bathrooms are getting put in. Mm-hmm. The toilets were already in. So all these things that have to get pulled together are getting pulled together, and it's just really exciting the last couple of weeks.
That's awesome. So... what percentage of funding do you currently have or have promised? It's a lot.
Yeah. We think we can complete the project, but there's going to still be things down the road, and we hope to be open before we're completely done. So if anybody wants to make any donations, we are more than happy to accept those donations.
And that is large or small.
Large or small, absolutely. We take $5, we'll take $50,000 or $500,000, whatever.
Which reminds me, are some of the, there's some naming rights somewhere? Are any of those still available?
Yes, when we did the early fundraising, we had naming rights, and yes, there are still some things available for naming rights.
So if you're looking at something
to put your name on, or your family's name on.
A fairly large something, something you might think about.
We still have some things that we can do for naming rights. But we had some wonderful grants from the state, and we have gotten most of our things done, but there's always, and there's going to be more expenses down the road. So, yes, we are still very much open for donations. And
anybody that's ever taken on any sort of large or small project knows there are surprises.
Always.
They're never cheap. So, all righty. That's awesome. Thanks a bunch. We'll take a little break. We'll come back with Rocker and his top 10. You guys are welcome to hang around and help us make fun of him. And he always puts us in our place, but we still try to harass him a little bit. I'll be back.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Jane and Carol. We appreciate you guys coming and talking about the car show coming up this week from Saturday the 11th. Back in just a minute with Rocker.
Support for the Tribe comes from Winchester Speedway, located 2 miles west of Winchester, Indiana, on State Road 32.
Known as the world's fastest half-mile paved track, Winchester Speedway features sprint car racing and also hosts other events throughout the season, including monster truck shows, Vore's Compact Touring Series races, and the Jeffrey Earnhardt Racing Experience. More information is available at winchester-speedway.com or by calling 765-584-9701.
We thank the Winchester Speedway for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Our season-ending event is the 54th Winchester 400 presented by Vore's Welding and Steel, October 9th through the 12th.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Saisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Trader Days is coming up Thursday through Sunday, October 2nd through 5th at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. Weekend wristbands are just $5 each. Stop out and see old friends and make some new friends. Don't miss this big annual event with vendors selling everything from coon dogs, tools and collectibles, to guns and knives, to beef jerky and cheese, and just about anything else you can think of from dozens and dozens of vendors from all over the Midwest. You'll need to come in from the south off of Watkins Road and turn north onto St. Peter Road. There's plenty of parking, and there will be gravel driveways. Plenty of food will be available on the grounds, including their famous barbecue chicken dinners on Saturday starting at 4 o'clock. Don't miss Trader Days, Thursday through Sunday, October 2nd through 5th, at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. On St. Peter Road.
Welcome back to Insight. We are now with to the rocker portion of our show. And what do you have for us tonight, Rocker?
Well, Jack's missing out on a good one here. The top 10 things I don't understand the allure of.
All right.
All right. Allure. Oh, that's a
big word for, you know, Wednesday
night. That's a cool word. That's a good word.
Top 10 things. All right.
Number 10. The allure and love of the Groundhog Day, both the holiday and the movie.
Well, the movie I understand because it's Bill Murray and he's just funny. Groundhog Day is just, yeah.
You know how long winter you got left? 6 weeks.
Yeah, except it's never right.
How many times has that groundhog been right, though?
He was right once.
Just so we can speed this up, so Hal can, you know. Number nine, techno music.
Nope. Agree.
Some of these things you'll agree with me on, some, you know, are crap.
Yeah. What's your first techno music?
Techno music? I don't have a whole lot of techno music in my repertoire.
What was that movie where the...
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Oh, I don't know that one, but...
Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, I
remember?
Yeah.
What was the name of that song? We got the donkey playing on the drum.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Awesome. Like, man,
great movie, by the way.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Number 8, Storm Chasers. I don't get that.
You stupid.
So, you a storm chaser?
I love chasing the storm, don't you?
Not really. I don't want it. Well, yeah, I don't care about exciting. I'd rather not be dead. rather not go up in a tornado.
Number 7, the hate for the group Nickelback.
Never made it as a wise man. Could have cut it as a poor man.
Now, do you hate him?
No, I like Nickelback.
There are some people who absolutely hate that group.
Yeah, well, they make fun of them because they're kind of pop-ish, but they have... I like them.
Now, this one I'm guessing you are going to like and I'm going to hate.
Okay.
Number 6, pickled eggs.
Hate pickled eggs.
You like pickled eggs?
No, I hate them.
I don't eat... The only way I eat eggs is scrambled.
Devil.
No, don't eat deviled eggs.
I like deviled eggs.
Feelies or Jody's?
They taste too much like eggs. Scramble them and they don't taste like eggs.
Oh.
So, but
next
I do.
Week we're having eggs.
I have made, used to make pickled eggs a lot because King Bob liked them and Budman liked them, so I'd make a gallon of them and give them to them.
Next week we're having deviled eggs. Okay. You enter?
Sure, sure.
Whatever we're going to be farting wide open.
Oh, well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, let's get some special guests in for that.
Yeah.
Close the doors.
Number 5. That's what I think you're going to agree with me on. Pajama bottoms in public. Wearing pajama bottoms in public.
I like pajama bottoms.
In public?
Yeah.
Well.
In or out?
I'm out. No.
In or out?
Ridiculous.
In.
Stupid.
I'm in. 2-2. 2 ins, 2 outs.
Well, there you go, Scooter.
Yeah, Scooter.
Scooter, you right in the nose.
How about this one? Number four, face tattoos.
One
started with Mike Tyson. Out.
Yeah.
And now we're up to Teddy Swims. Number four.
Yeah, agree. I'm on with it. Yep. Good one, Rock.
How about this one? Okay. Number three, bug eating.
Butt eating?
Bug.
Oh, wow.
That's rated this one real quick there.
Well, they're supposed to have lots of protein.
Bug eating? No.
Chocolate covered grasshoppers.
Bubba, you out on that one?
Eating bugs?
Yeah, I'm out.
Although I did swallow one today.
Ooh, that's...
Yeah, didn't care for that.
Not good for the
Tried
show.
Tried to cough him up, but he stayed down there.
Furball. Number two. Now, this one's a different one, new one. I noticed it last season NBA.
Okay.
A lot of the players have these, like, hairdos that... Like braids that look like spiders.
I like them.
There's a lot of them. And you think that's a good look?
Yeah.
Somehow
I'm thinking I'm going to do that with my hair.
Your beard is getting thick.
It's getting thick. It's always been thick.
No, it's getting there.
It's always been thick.
No.
Yeah, it has.
You Santa this year?
No.
Huh?
No, I'm thinking of shortening it a little bit. But
I like it.
I'm afraid to.
Good. Now, when this is all done, I'm going to give you my pet peeve. Go yep. ahead.
Number one.
Yeah.
Now, this one, it's kind of a iffy thing because everybody does it differently. Poor tipping. I mean, like, when you go to a restaurant and tip, some people do it differently. Now, me, I do it by how I...
How much money you got.
How much service I got or how good the service was.
There you go.
I've started doing a little different. I used to try to figure it out about 15 or 20%. And now, if I don't give at least 30%, I'd feel like I'm cheating them.
As we get older.
Well, and, you know, you start to understand that these people are there taking care of you. Now, every once in a while, I've had some times when I got really bad service and I would maybe let them know, but I still left a nice tip. Because you know they're working their butts off for the most part. Now if I think they're lazy, maybe I'd still leave them one, just because. I mean, let's just say if you have go somewhere and say lunch at Brick Street, the lunch and drinks say about $10. Yeah, you can leave them $1, but that's more than they had, and $2 is some, but you know. One more dollar, that doesn't hurt anything. Give them 30%.
Do you tip the owners?
I do, but the owners, I don't know. Some places the owners, the tips get shared almost everywhere I go. So if the owners get part of it, I don't know. But I probably would still tip the owners because most of the time they're one of our sponsors, and so why wouldn't I give them a couple of extra bucks? But that's not the only reason. But most of the time, if let's say I'm at Brick Street and Tom serves me, I'm still going to tip because he probably isn't going to even take any of that.
No, he don't take tips.
Let me ask you this, okay?
Yep.
It's ladies' night at Brick Street.
Uh-huh.
Guest bartender's rocker without his shirt on.
Ooh.
You get a chicken dinner.
be a lot of vomit beers. In that plate.
Mm-hmm. Your bill is $14. How much does rocker get? Now he's got a hairy chest.
Let's put it this way. He'll get more if he puts his shirt back on.
Double that. Put it back on. Rocker, you get at least $6 out of me.
There you go.
You got hairy back.
It's not good for the not good for our listeners either.
I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your pet peeve, Bubba?
Mixed nuts.
You don't like them?
Oh, I hate them.
Well, don't
why
eat
put
them.
All those nuts? I mean, look at that. That doesn't even look at. No, I'm out.
Well, that's those are the expensive ones. There's the cashews.
Yeah.
cashews are expensive too, but yeah. I mean, you know.
Do you like mixed nuts?
No.
No, you like them?
They don't bother me nearly as much as...
I get the deluxe mixed nuts without the peanuts, because I'm not a big peanut guy.
Yeah.
I like them. You know what they told me?
Oh, God.
Peanuts could be the cause of my gout.
That's possible.
I did not know that.
Peanuts have... There's a lot of people that have... have interactions with peanuts, yeah. and a lot of them didn't used to have it. And think, you know, your metabolism changes. There, and things can happen that changes stuff.
How the hell is that matter?
Pork what's that?
Is big
pork. Oh. Bad for gout.
Yep. And talking to Rocker is bad for everything.
Yeah.
You know what's not bad?
How about your sideburns? Them babies are getting long.
I'm going for the Elvis.
Are you? Choppers?
The later years.
Look good. Yep,
mutton chops.
The death years.
Hey, you look good.
I figure, you know, in the next few years, get a bunch of those jumpsuits and start my...
And then you could wear those on ladies' night at Brick Street.
Start my farewell tour.
Rocker's Elvis tour.
That'd be great.
Minus the bathroom.
Huh? Yeah, don't go in the bathroom. You're you might be dead.
Hard as a carp.
Hard as a carp. As
and Rocker not
says.
And not in the fun way.
No. No.
Banana sandwich.
Yep. Yeah. Peanut butter nanners.
Peanut butter nanners.
Who's we got Hal on
Hal Sports McCoy. Talk?
Yeah, we have 9 o'clock.
We gotta get out of here.
First pitch at 9:09.
You gotta wash your heads.
Yep.
Let's
you going somewhere or are you going home to watch it?
Because I get mad and I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, I'm just a terrible fan.
Yeah. Then last night was real bad then.
Well, we talked beforehand. I hope we're still texting in the 8th inning. That's what me, Pete, and Calvin, and Jack. But 8th inning. 3rd inning. Night.
Oh, right away.
Night, boys. first pitch, Shohtani hits son of a gun to... In San Francisco.
Was that the one he... I was thinking the second one.
The second one he bombed.
480. Over 480 feet. That's a long way.
That is a long way.
It's a long
That's
way.
That's from here to Rocker's house.
Okay, very far.
480 feet.
How far is he from here?
Two blocks, whatever that is.
I can
That's
walk.
Probably 1,000 feet.
I could say I could walk in about 10, 15 minutes.
You can walk it faster than that. You can get home.
I would
in 5
guess
minutes.
That if.
Well, if I'm not in a hurry.
Oh. He hit it over the stoplight from here.
Yeah.
I would say that's 500. That's got to be 500 feet.
Yeah, blocks. Our blocks are a little messed up, but a lot of the cities that are set and planned are about 500 foot blocks.
Yeah.
I'm out of here if you guys.
Yep.
Want to get started.
All righty. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We had the ladies from the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club talking about their cruise in next Saturday, a week from Saturday, the 11th. And then Carol Judy also filled us in on the Opera House. And now we're getting ready to take a little break, and we'll be back with Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and they'll be talking with Hal McCoy on the phone. We'll talk to him in a little bit, back in just a couple minutes.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part